utterance gifts. There's three utterance gifts: tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Tongues are given by the Spirit of God. Many times that particular gifting is used in a body when a person will get up in the middle of the service and they'll release a tongue, you know, in 1 Corinthians 14, it says if someone speaks in a tongue like this, then they need to have an interpreter. Does anybody know the interpreter interpretation of what I just said?
No.
I'm asking you because somebody might have the gift of interpretation of tongues. Does anybody have that right now? Because there is the gift of interpretation of tongues. Remember those days when we used to do this in churches? We don't do it as often, do we? We go straight into prophecy.
Yes.
Because tongues, with the interpretation of tongues, is the same, is the equivalent of prophecy. Okay? It's like tongues is the nickel, interpretation is the nickel, and together they equal the dime, which is prophecy. So, if you don't have the interpretation of that, then I will show you how interpretation of tongues works. This tongue in this meeting, in this particular thing, was talking about corporate tongues. When someone stands up and they give a word by the Spirit of God without the interpretation yet, and it's just an unknown tongue. And so here's the interpretation of it. This is the gift of interpretation of tongues. For I would say to you, my children, that I have released angels of revelation in this place. And each one of you have been assigned new bearers of my glory in your life. And you're going to see a demonstration of the manifestation of revelation as never before. For many of you are going to be caught up, even in the night season, in visions of the night. And I'm going to begin to show you words of wisdom and words of knowledge and give you keen insight, even into the political realm, for the Lord would say to you that this day I've given you a portion of my spirit that you have not walked in from this time, from up to this time, and now my angels are going to accompany you in the different places that I'm sending you, and I'm opening up new doors in this season, says the Lord. Amen. So that's interpretation of tongues. Now notice it's interpretation. It's not translation. Translation and interpretation are two different things. Translation would be word for word. Interpretation is how do I interpret what was just said through my spirit? Do you understand? So it's kind of like prophesying, because you're basically, God speaks his words of inspiration by interpreting what I'm sensing the Spirit of God was saying. Does that make sense? Okay, and how many of you bear witness with the interpretation of that tongue? Good, a few of you, that's really good. No, I'm joking, most of you. Okay, so here you go, tongue, interpretation of tongue. Those are for corporate meetings, specifically. Now, you can also have that in your own prayer time. You're speaking in tongues, worshiping the Lord. You start out proclaiming a tongue. It's very powerful. And then you're like, Lord, what did I say? And the Lord gives you the interpretation of it in your prayer time. Okay? And the purposes and guidelines of all of these two, because they can be really messy, you don't want to disturb your church service, is 1 Corinthians 14. When it talks about that tongue and that interpretation of tongue, it's talking about what I just shared with you with the corporate release. Last thing, prophecy. You know this. Prophecy is speaking, is a supernatural gift of the Spirit of God. This is the gift of prophecy. Can you say the gift of prophecy? This is not regular prophecy. The Bible says you may all prophesy. Every single one of you can do simple prophecy. But this is the gift of prophecy when, for example, with me, I have the gift of prophecy. It's not just regular prophecy where, maybe if the Lord, if you want me to say a word, I will. It's give me a mic and I can prophesy. It's the gift of prophecy, meaning I can prophesy 99.99% of the time. Not everybody can do that. It is the gift of prophecy. It's a gift. Do I earn it? Say no. I don't earn it. I do not earn any gift. It is gift, okay? I don't earn the gift of prophecy. So So, but tongues, interpretation of tongues, and gift of prophecy are primarily for use in the body of Christ to build up the church or in the places where the Lord has given you authority, okay? We're going to go ahead and close with that. I've gone 4 minutes over. Did you learn something from that?
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we want to be hungry for these gifts, and God will never say no to you. Say, God will never say no to me.
God will never say no to me.
So I want you to go ahead and stand, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And I want you to receive. How many people receive from God when they ask? Everybody.
Everybody.
God is not going to say no to you. In fact, remember in John 7 when, Jesus was saying, you know, if you ask your Father for good gifts, He's going to give you the Holy Spirit. You know, if you ask for something to eat, is He going to give you a stone? If you ask for bread, is He going to give you a stone? Is He going to give you a snake or a serpent or a scorpion? No. If you being natural parents know how to give good gifts, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Now, I know that from your mother's womb, many of you have already been endowed with these supernatural spiritual gifts. But I want to unlock to you the activation of them and have the Father endow you with more. Okay? Because the Bible says if we ask in faith, not believing, He's going to give these things to us. Okay? So you can expect to flow in the supernatural gifts of the Spirit anytime it's needed. So what are the best gifts? Whatever's needed at that time.
Amen.
What are the best gifts? Whatever that person needs. That's the best gift. And the Bible says covet the best gifts, which are all that are needed for any particular situation. Amen. So I'm going to lead you to prayer. Say, raise your hands, close your eyes. Prepare to receive. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
You said. You would not withhold any good gift.
You would not withhold any good gift.
From those who ask.
So,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
I ask for the manifestation of all nine gifts of the Spirit,
as you will.
I ask, Father, that you would give me the faith to operate in the power gifts. Gifts of healing. Working of miracles.
I ask for revelation.
To flow in all of the revelatory gifting.
Discerning of spirits.
Words of wisdom.
Words of knowledge.
And I ask, Lord, that she would release me in guidance with my leadership.
To flow in tongues.
Interpretation of tongues. And the gift of prophecy.
To bless my church.
And the people around me.
And
I receive it now. Now just take a deep breath. Just you and the Spirit of God. Just breathe it in. Just receive. Receive tongues, interpretation of tongues. Receive the gift of prophecy. Receive working of miracles. You're going to start to see yourself operating in these things now. Receive the gifts of healing, the different aspects of the gifts of healing. You're going to see yourself flowing in that. Receive the discerning of spirits. Receive words of wisdom. Receive words of knowledge. See yourself operating in these things as the Spirit wills. Receive now.
Yes.
I just release to you right now. Eyes to see. Open their eyes, Lord, to see themselves flowing in these things. And we say yes and amen. Amen.